sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
现在我们低头祷告。
我们的天父上帝，我们相信你是借着你的灵与每一位同在，求主的灵今天到每一位的心中，帮助他们预备他们的心，领受今天的题目。主啊，愿你特别感动他们，也求主帮助他们知道你是关心他们的个人的难题。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名，阿门。Turn with us to lesson 73 in book 2.
请翻开第二册书第73课。
Lesson 73.
第73课。
The subject is, Can Religion and the World Mix?
第73课的题目是宗教能与世界 混合吗?
Throughout the Far East,
在远东各个地方，
Christianity has become one of the flourishing religions.
基督教已经成为许多兴盛的宗教里面的一个。
In nearly every city of any size,
在几乎任何稍微大一点的城市里头，
we see Christian churches.
我们都可以看见基督教的教会。
Thousands of young people are being educated in Christian schools.
有成千的青年人在基督教的学校里面受教育。
And regard themselves as Christians.
他们也自认是基督徒。
However, the Christian religion is facing serious danger.
然而基督教也正是在面临着一个严重的危险。
In 2 Timothy 3:1-5,
在提摩太后书三章一至五节，
are listed many perils of the last days.
提到在末后的日子里头的许多危险。
Among them are,
其中有
lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God,
爱宴乐不爱上帝，
and holding the form of religion,
有敬虔的外貌，
but denying the power of it,
却背了敬虔的实意。
In today's society,
在今天的社会里头，
the emphasis is too much on the outward form,
常是过分地注重外表的形式。
There are formal balls,
有些个所谓正式的跳舞会，
and banquets,
或者是宴会，
where those invited must adhere to certain prescribed rules of etiquette and dress.
凡是被邀请参加的人必须要遵守某些个定好的规律，要遵守某些个礼节，穿某一类的衣服。
People worry lest they look out of place.
人们都担心怕自己看起来是不适当的。
The tendency is to do and look like the crowd.
所以现在这种趋势呢，就是要做大家所做的事，学大家的样子。
True Christian religion is a religion of the heart.
真正的基督教宗教乃是一种心灵的宗教。
It is easy, however,
然而很容易，
for religion to become stereotyped,
使宗教变成一种刻板的，
and conform to certain rituals and forms,
只是遵守某些个仪式或者是形式。
There is deadly danger in this.
在这件事情里头有很大的危险。
It is fatal to think that we will be saved because we attend church.
要是我们以为我们参加聚会就可以得救。
Yes, as it is fatal Or because we follow certain religious ritual.
或者是我们遵从某些一个宗教仪式，我们就认为这样就可以得救，这是有致命的危险。
Such is the form of godliness.
这就是敬虔的外貌。
Which has deceived many so-called Christians.
他曾经欺骗了很多所谓的基督徒。
And is a peril of the last days.
也是末日的一种危险。
The Lord warned Samuel against judging a person's character by his outward appearance.
主曾经警告撒母耳，不要看人的外表来决定他的品格，来判断他的品格。
He said,
他这样说，
For the Lord seeth not as man seeth.
因为耶和华不像人看人。
For man looketh on the outward appearance.
人是看外貌。
But the Lord looketh on the heart.
耶和华是看内心。
1 Samuel 16:7.
撒母耳记上16章7节。
In the following words,
在下面的话里头，
Jesus rebuked the Pharisees of his day.
耶稣责备他那个时候的法利赛人。
Because they paid too much attention to the outward form of religion.
因为他们太过于注重宗教外表的形式。
This people honors me with their lips.
这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我。
But their heart is far from me.
心却远离我。
In vain do they worship me.
他们拜我也是枉然。
Teaching as doctrines the precepts of men.
因为他们讲人的教吩咐当作道理教训人。
Matthew 15:8-9.
这是马太15:8-9.
In Old English,
在古时候的英文里头，
the word godliness,
这个 godliness 这个字，
was used to mean true religion.
这个字呢，就表示是一种真的信仰的意思。
I like that thought.
我很喜欢这个意思。
For godliness comes from God-likeness.
因为这个字的意思是从向上帝这个意思转变而来的。
That should be the sole purpose of religion.
这应该是宗教唯一的目的。
To make us like God.
要使我们像上帝。
Godliness is God's ideal for his earthly children.
像上帝乃是上帝对他世上的子民的标准理想。
Man was originally created in the image of God.
世人原来是按照上帝的形象所造的。
See Genesis 1:26.
可以看创世纪一章第26节。
He was like God.
那个时候他是像上帝的。
Not only in outward appearance.
不单是在外表的样子。
He was like God in character.
他在品格方面也是像上帝的。
The Bible reveals God as a God of love.
圣经形容上帝是一位慈爱的上帝。
1 John 4:8.
约翰一书四章八节。
He is described as a merciful God.
也形容他是一位有怜悯的上帝。
Psalm 103:8.
诗篇103:8.
God is also a God of justice.
他也是一位公义的上帝。
Isaiah 45:21.
以赛亚45:21.
As man was created with a God-like personality.
既然人在被造的时候在他的性格方面是像上帝。
Then he too,was loving, merciful, and just.
因此在那个时候他也是仁爱、怜悯和公义。
Through many thousands of years of sin,
经过了许多好几千年的这个罪恶的岁月，
man has fallen far short of God's high ideal.
世人已经大大的亏欠了上帝崇高的理想。
The way of truth is the way of restoration.
真理的道路也就是一个复兴的道路。
Christ who said, I am the way.
基督曾经说我就是道路。
The truth,
真理
and the life,
生命
has opened the way whereby we may return to man's original glory.
他也开辟了一条我们可以回到人类原有荣耀的那种道路。
Jesus came to restore the image of God in man.
耶稣来在人里面恢复上帝的形象。
He said,
他说,
Learn of me.
你们要学我的样式。
For I am meek and lowly in heart.
我心里柔和谦卑。
Matthew 11:29.
马太十一章二十九节。
The Bible uses the word world.
圣经用这个世界这两个字
to denote materialism.
来表示唯物主义。
Sin.
罪恶。
Lust.
情欲。
And pleasure.
和属世的娱乐。
Using the word in this sense,
照这种意思来说，
Can religion and the world mix?
宗教跟世界能够混合吗？
The Bible is very plain in its answer to this question.
圣经很清楚地回答了这个问题。
In 1 John 2:15-17 it says,
在约翰一书二章十五到十七节说，
Do not love the world or the things in the world.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。
If anyone loves the world,
人若爱世界，
the love for the Father is not in him.
爱父的心就不在他里面了。
For all that is in the world,
因为凡世界上的事，
the lust of the flesh,
就像肉体的情欲，
and the lust of the eyes,
眼目的情欲，
and the pride of life,
并今生的骄傲，
is not of the Father, but is of the world.
都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
And the world passes away.
这世界要过去。
And the lust of it.
其上的情欲也都要过去。
But he who does the will of God abides forever.
唯有遵行上帝旨意的是永远长存。
In another place, the Bible says,
圣经在另外一个地方说，
Be not conformed to this world.
不要效法这个世界。
But be ye transformed.By the renewing of your mind.
只要心意更新而变化。
That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
叫你们查验何为上帝善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Romans 12:2.
罗马十二章二节。
It is not possible for a lover of the world to be a true Christian.
贪爱世界的人不可能成为真正的基督徒。
Think it not strange then, dear friend.
所以亲爱的朋友不要以为奇怪。
If you find that the religion of true godliness,
如果你发现真正敬虔的宗教
causes the man of the world to think you queer,
使世上的人认为你是一个古怪的人。
True Christianity,May make you out of step with the times.
真正的基督教也许会使你对时代落伍。
Yes, out of step. We know that in army soldiers are supposed to keep in step. They walk together, right, left, right, left. When you get out of step, why that is out of step with the majority. True Christianity may make you out of step with the times.
真正的宗教也许会使你在别人的眼中看来是没有跟他们一块走。
No one can have both the world and God.
没有人能够同时兼得世界和上帝。
He who thinks he can have both is sadly mistaken.
凡是认为他能够兼得两样的人，乃是犯了一种很可怜的也是很可悲的错误。
Beware of the cheap imitation of religion.
我们应该谨防那种没有价值的伪装的虔诚。
A form of godliness.
也就是敬虔的外貌。
Let us search our hearts to make sure that our religion is a deep thing of the heart and spirit.
所以我们应当省察我们的心。好，确定我们的宗教是一种深入心灵的宗教。
Let us look at the seven words to lesson 73.
我们现在来看第73课的七个生字。
Number one, balls.
第一个是舞会。
So, dancing. Two, banquets.
第二是宴会。
Banquets.Three, etiquette.
礼仪
Etiquette. Four, stereotyped.
刻板的
Stereotyped. 5. Rituals.
仪式。
Rituals. 6. Fatal.
致命的。
Fatal. 7. Conformed.
效法。
Conformed.Let us look at the lesson and read it in English.
我们先来再把这一课用英文念一遍。
Lesson 73. Can religion and the world mix? Throughout the Far East, Christianity has become one of the flourishing religions. In nearly every city of any size,We see Christian churches. Thousands of young people are being educated in Christian schools and regard themselves as Christians. However, the Christian religion is facing serious danger. In 2 Timothy 3, 1-5, are listed many perils of the last days, or many dangers of the last days. Among them are lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, and holding the form of religion but denying the power of it. In today's society, the emphasis is too often on the outward form. There areformal balls and banquets, where those invited must adhere to certain prescribed rules of etiquette and dress. People worry lest they look out of place. The tendency is to do and look like the crowd.In other words, a person does not want to look conspicuous. He does not want to look different from the majority. He does not want to look out of place. True Christian religion is a religion of the heart. It is easy, however, for religion to become stereotyped and conform to certain rituals...and forms. There is deadly danger in this. It is fatal to think that we will be saved because we attend church. This does not mean we should not attend church, but we should not think that we will be saved because we attend church or because we follow certain religious rituals.Such is the form of godliness, which has deceived so many so-called Christians, and is a peril of the last days. The Lord warned Samuel against judging a person's character by his outward appearance. He said, For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance.But the Lord looketh on the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. In the following words, Jesus rebuked the Pharisees of his day because they paid too much attention to the outward form of religion. This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me.Teaching as doctrines the precepts of men. Matthew 15, 8 and 9, according to the Revised Standard Version. In Old English, the word godliness was used to mean true religion. I like that thought, for godliness comes from godlikeness.That should be the sole purpose of religion, to make us like God. Godliness is God's ideal for His earthly children. man was originally created in the image of God. See Genesis 1:26. He was like God, not only in outward appearance, he was like God in character. The Bible reveals God as a God of love. 1 John 4:8. He is described as a merciful God. Psalm 103:8. God is also a God of justice. Isaiah 45:21. As man was created with a godlike personality, then he too was loving, merciful, and just. Through many thousand years of sin, man has fallen far short of God's high ideal. The way of truth is the way of restoration. Christ, who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," has opened the way whereby we may return to man's original glory. Jesus came to restore the image of God in man. He said, "Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." Matthew 11:29. The Bible uses the word world to denote materialism, sin, lust, and pleasure. Using the word in this sense, can religion and the world mix? The Bible is very plain in its answer to this question. In 1 John 2:15-17, it says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love for the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." In another place, the Bible says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." To be conformed to the world is to be like the world, but to be transformed is to be changed by the renewing of your mind, "that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Romans 12:2. It is not possible for a lover of the world to be a true Christian. Think it not strange, then, dear friend, if you find that the religion of true godliness causes the man of the world to think you queer. True Christianity may make you out of step with the times. No one can have both the world and God. He who thinks he can have both is sadly mistaken. Beware of the cheap imitation of religion, a form of godliness. Let us search our hearts to make sure that our religion is a deep thing of the heart and spirit. Dear friends, I hope you have been helped by this lesson.
我的朋友，希望您从这一课里头已经得到了帮助。
And I hope if you are a Christian, you will be a true Christian.
我希望你要是做基督徒，就要真正的做个基督徒。
And if you are not a Christian yet, when you become a Christian, you also will want to be a genuine Christian.
但是你现在不是基督徒，当你做基督徒的时候，也要做一个真正的基督徒。
May God give us victory over temptation to imitate the sins of the world.
愿上帝赐给我们力量，使我们能够胜过这种效学世上罪恶的这种试探。
And may he help us each one to follow the meek and lowly Jesus.
愿他帮助我们每一个人要效学这位如何谦卑的耶稣。
For he alone can create in our hearts true religion and faith.
因为唯有他能在我们身里面能够产生这种真正的虔诚。